Life can be overwhelming and a struggle. I don't think I'm surprising anyone with that statement. And we are taught that we should do things on our own and work through them by ourselves. We want to do things on our own. But there are times where we do not know what is going on or what to expect in our daily lives. Unexpected job loss, death of a friend or family member, sudden health diagnosis, devastating world events, the continued effects of COVID-19 on our lives and our routines. And we try to do everything we can to handle all of these things and work on them on our own. We try to act like we are okay and put on a positive attitude to make it seem like to those around us that it does not affect us. Author Mike McHarg wrote, "We've been trained by our culture to believe that happiness is the best feeling and that life is about trying to achieve it." But there comes a point where we don't know what to do with everything we are feeling and experiencing, and we don't feel happy. We become so overwhelmed by life and experiences that we cannot hold it in any longer. We can feel like the only thing left in us to do is to yell in anger at God. A friend of mine has been living with cancer for several years. They have shared with me how much it can take to live with it on a daily basis. They say it is hard to seem okay when they are in pain and having to go through treatments. They find it difficult to put on a positive attitude when they have to ask for help from those around them. They have expressed that it becomes too much to live with at times, that sometimes they find themselves screaming and crying in their car, becoming angry at God about their experiences. Their pain becomes too much to carry, and they do not understand why they are experiencing it. In our text today, the man is left to be alone in the tombs, among the dead, when his neighbors could not stop or help him. There, he is expected to be in his own thoughts and feelings without a community. He is experiencing pain and agony to the point that he is hitting and physically bruising himself with stones. He is screaming all the time. He cannot hold his pain anymore by himself. When the man sees Jesus, he immediately runs up to him, screams at him, and questioning why he is in so much pain and anguish in his life. Life became too hard and overwhelming for him to handle it on his own. We all can relate to not being able to hold in our struggles and frustrations anymore by ourselves, but we have to let it out in some way. We take it to God when we cannot handle the pain and hardships anymore. We become so angry with God that all we can do is yell at God. We become angry at God when we do not succeed in what we tried to do. It is sometimes all that we can do to make it through these hardships. We cannot hold in our frustrations by ourselves, and we have to share them with God. And with those honest feelings of anger and frustrations expressed towards God, God does listen to us. God lets us share these emotions wholly and completely and does not stop us from expressing them in the moment. God receives and welcomes them wholly to what we are sharing and saying. My friend with cancer shared that when they do scream and lament their fear and anger at God about their struggles, they eventually feel heard and cared for by God. They say they don't carry the emotions and feelings by themselves anymore, but that God carries them for them. They are being honest both with themselves and with God. They say that they grow closer to God and develop their faith deeper. They find that God listens to them and can be their whole selves with God. We sometimes feel like it is a bad thing to share our hurt and more negative emotions with God. But when we do share those feelings, to God, it can bring a sense of comfort to know that God is listening and is present in those moments, and paying attention even when we cannot feel it. We are being honest and heard by God when we are sharing these feelings. Jesus never admonishes the man for yelling at him. He never says to the man to calm down or that he is overreacting, but listens totally to what the man is saying. He sees the man and calls out to him before the man reaches him. Jesus does take care and pays attention to what the man is saying to him. He continues to listen to this man and connect with him. He listens to what he needs to say and connects with him personally. This is a story of listening to what people truly need to say and share with God. And Jesus responds to the man's expressions and feelings by releasing the demons out of the man into the swine. When we share our honest feelings, we can experience a new sense of being. Maybe it is a sense of feeling lighter, of not having to carry the difficult emotions alone. The man can be seen as more at peace when he shares his feelings with Jesus. We see in the story that God wants all emotions and feelings expressed honestly, and God listens. God does not stop God's followers from sharing their honest and raw emotions. God listens wholly to what is shared by God's followers to connect closer to them and be present in them faithfully. And with these experiences and faith, knowing that God is listening to us, we are called to share them with others. We are called to share what experiences we have with God and how we interact with God in our most vulnerable moments. Knowing that others have had honest experiences and feelings in their faith allows others and reminds us to see how they can grow and develop their faith more fully. It lets all of us see what our relationships with God can be and how we can continue to trust faithfully in God. Now, we won't always get the answers that we want. We might not get the health diagnosis we want or expect, might not get to do the things we planned or see those relationships change. And we are called to remember those times as well. Faithfully trusting in God in those moments reminds us how God continues to work in and around us and allows us to see how God works within our lives. The man begs Jesus to let him become one of his disciples. He is clearly grateful for the miracle Jesus has done on him and wants to be with him for that. Jesus tells him no, but he asks him to go share what God has done with him for him to his friends and community. It is not the answer that the man was looking for or wanted, but it allows him to connect with those around him and share what God has done in his life and how he was transformed. The man did as Jesus said, and shared with his community with his experiences with God and how Jesus changed his life. When he went and shared these things, it says that they were amazed. They were able to see the impact God had made on the man's life. They heard how the man's life was changed by God's work in him. They were amazed. We all probably have stories on how God has changed our lives and has worked through us, even when we do not get the answers or solutions we wanted. We can see how God uses us and connects us with others in our lives. We also see the work of God in us and in those around us, and we are still amazed. When we share these stories and experiences, both positive and more difficult ones, we have in God, we connect with God and each other more. We see the works God does and see God in new ways. We connect deeper to God when we share. Life is a struggle, and we express anger towards God in those struggles. God listens fully to what we are saying And when we share these stories and experiences, we get to connect to God and neighbors more deeply.